My favorite actor was Denny long before he played Knight. When Behringer was a substitute, everything was going right. Even after Jordan left and Dave Corzine retired, Sean Dunstan's wild throws and Mike Ditka got fired. Favorite actor, Denny. Favorite drink, Old Bulls. Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Play softball with the guys. Wife made curly fries. Drank about four doles. Grounded out two pop flies. In the Buick Downwest. Stop and get some more.
It's a download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. It is time for the Chicago Accent Challenge. We usually do this on Friday nights, so for all you Thursday night download fans, you are in for a treat.
No socks tonight.
No socks. Here
Chicago
we go.
Chicago accents.
Here we go. So it's time for a new segment, and this is a keeper. Tonight, we bring you it's a year-long tournament we've been calling the Chicago Accent Challenge. The Chicago accent's been made famous by the super fans, but there's much more to our local dialect than Bears and Bulls. It's nuanced, and according to region, ethnicity, and gender. How do I know this? Well, because I read my guest book. Ted McClellan's back tonight. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. Good to see you, Ted. Thanks for being here.
I'm straight from Beverly, heartland of the classic Chicago accent, and I was doing a reading series called The French Room.
Oh, there it is.
And a woman, she says she runs a brew pub in Beverly, and they have a beer. It's three beers mixed together. They call it Two Tree.
There you go. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's simple. We get contestants on the line, and the best accent wins a Lou Malnati's pizza. But that's not all. The winner gets the opportunity to play in the Download Chicago Accent Tournament, which will take place later this fall, and the grand prize of $333.
Yeah.
So if you've been told you got the best Chicago accent on the block, or you use phrases like drag it through the garden, or over by dare at least once a week, you got a good chance to win some stuff tonight. You call up, we'll interview you, ask a couple questions, maybe have you read a couple things, and it's a lot of fun, and your Thursday night is made. Ted, this is we've been talking about this, and we're glad to get you back on because we did this in March, and it was awesome. But, you know, we have done two categories. We had men's,
right,
and we had women's.
Right.
We decided to shake it up a little bit tonight because you've recognized in your data and your, I guess, your investigations that the accent plays out differently 40 mm-hmm. plus and 40 under.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I learned during this project is that every generation has its own sound. Every generation has its own accent, just like they have their own slang and their own music. And, you know, what you call, you know, the classic Chicago accent, you know, the super fans accent, that's really strongest in the World War II and the baby boom generation. And it's not as strong, or maybe it's not even there among younger people. So I thought if we had some younger people call in, we could kind of get a sense of how the Chicago accent is changing.
Plays out, yeah. And of course, just to give a refresh, because we do this every time before we start, this is a, you know, as you talk about the regional accents and dialect in the area, and that's really what your book is about. The Chicago accent is really aligned with the Buffalo region.
Sure.
We kind of have a north-east connection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and just let me just make one more point about the under 40 thing. You know, I always tell the story about how I went to Wrong's Tap at 100th and Western, and all the old guys were doing the Chicago accent. You know, where did the score? Zero and tree. And I was taking the train back to LaSalle Station. I met a guy, and he didn't even sound like he had a Midwestern accent at all. I told him what I was doing. Turns out he's a firefighter from Morgan Park. And if anybody can rock a Chicago accent, it's a firefighter from Morgan Park.
You should get a lot of dems and does from
Morgan Park. No, but this guy was in his 30s, and he said, yeah, my dad talked that way, but my mom kind of beat it out of me. He said, but it comes out when I'm drinking. So
so they're covering it up.
That's right. So have a few old styles, and maybe you'll win tonight.
There you go. 312-981-7200 is our phone number tonight. We'll get some people on the line. The lines are lighting up now. I'm excited to get into it because we have new questions. And I'm excited about this because each a lot of fun. And I feel like on Thursday we might bring back some of the old questions because my favorite one still to this day is how do you get from where you're at to the Tribune Tower using side streets only?
Right.
Yeah, so that will be a question that we will ask people. And, of course, the welcome to Portillo's, may I take your order?
Yeah.
Which is a great question as well. So 312-981-7200. We'll take a break to get you on the line, get you set up here. And we will be playing for pizza tonight and a chance to win cold, hard cash coming up.
Watch a little Denahy. Pull out the laser disc. Sniper 1, 2, and 3. Behringer makes
make straight flicks. Listen to the shuffle, rewind Richard Ditz part. Damn, I left those orange pops in the trunk of the Skylark. Sneak a couple old dolls. Ish, there's my damn wife. You know, honey, I'll be back. I gotta get some more ice back in the damn Buick. I should go to the damn.
Love that song. It is the Chicago Accent Challenge here on the download. 312-981-7200. If you got a good Chicago accent and you want to play, Ted McClellan is here. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. And, of course, if you got the best accent tonight after the challenge that we have put together, you will win a Lou Malnati's pizza and be entered into the grand prize cash prize. The grand prize cash prize.
And $333.
$333.
And a Coast Guard boat.
That's how you get a, and we're going to get you a boat.
That's right.
That's a callback.
We had that call. Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Kathy. Kathy, going to start us off tonight. Kathy, welcome to the download. How are you? All right, Kathy, you there?
Yes.
All right.
All right, Kathy. So what? All right. So what category are you? Are you in the over or under 40 division?
Oh God, I'm over. But that shouldn't be held against me.
No. We got prizes for both. We like over 40.
Yeah, but I probably could win it better in the under 40. But yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I'm over 40.
All right, Kathy.
I'm
so
over 60.
What parish are you from?
I live in Beverly right now, but I grew up at 2233 West 23rd Place.
Okay.
A lot of numbers in that address.
Like the little heart of Chicago, they call it now.
All right.
Okay.
Heart of Chicago.
She said Chicago, so that's a point for her.
All right. Point for you there.
The traditional pronunciation.
All right. So
yes, it is Chicago.
I'll start with you here. Okay. You ready?
All
right. So let's get right to it. First, I'm going to ask you a simple question from where you're at in Beverly. How do you get to the Trib Tower without using any expressways, side streets only?
To the Trib Tower from Beverly?
Yeah.
Besides taking the Rock Island?
Yeah.
side streets? Well, I would pick Ashland.
Okay.
And I would take Ashland straight north to get to downtown.
I like the Rock Island.
And then I'd go to the Chicago River, and just walk over Wacker Drive.
All right, good. All right, yeah, you got us there. That's good.
I took the 112 and the red line.
But it's not the red line. It's the Dan Ryan. It's the 95th Street.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could take CTA.
Yeah.
If I could take CTA, you can't. It's not the red line. It would be the Dan Ryan. It would be the Dan Ryan train. Yeah, because that was before, like, the Ravenswood, before it was the brown line, and before it was the pink line and the blue line. Those all had regular names that you would go.
All right,
the
okay.
The line with Evanston, yeah.
All right, Kathy, here we go. All right, you proved yourself.
Yeah,
you said the word
excellent.
Ashland.
Oh,
you can go
right.
And give us every...
And the Ravenswood L. And we still talk about the Howard L.
All right.
And the Howard, yeah. And the Englewood, sure.
All right, here we go. All right, I want you to read this back to me, okay? You ready? I'm going to say a line, and you're going to give it back to me. I ordered 3 Polish sausages from a hot dog stand at 111th and... THROOP.
I ordered three sandwiches at a hot dog stand at 111th and Troop.
Yeah.
But it would have been Reds. It would have been Reds on 111th and Western, but okay, and Troop.
Is there a hot dog stand at 111th and Troop?
I don't think there is. Yeah. All right, Kathy, no. I think we got a good idea. If anything, this has been a ton of fun to have you here.
And I can't say R-O-O-F.
Right.
I say it the Chicago way. Nobody understands when I say that word.
Well, say it for us.
Roof.
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 Yeah, roof. Like it's a dog barking.
Roof. All right, I love it. Thanks,
it's
Kathy.
Roof. I can't. All right, you're welcome. Do you need my phone number?
We got it. We're all good, so thank you. All right, look at that. There's a good start. All right, let's keep going. Let's try Gary. Gary, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. Gary, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, first 55 years. Right now, I am out in the northwest suburbs in Hoffman Estates.
Hoffman Estates, all right. Okay. Where were you at? Where were you living when you were in Chicago?
Northwest side.
Okay, northwest side. So obviously over 40, because you said you've already lived 55 years in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, and believe me, I'm twice what you think I am.
Okay. All right, I got a question for you, Gary. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
What do I... Am I supposed to repeat that?
No, tell us what you would order.
I'm asking you a question.
What do you want to eat?
Yeah, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, I just want a hot dog with onions only.
All right.
All right. All right,
you want me to drive down to the Tribune Tower, or do I have to walk?
All right. Ted's going to ask you a question here.
Okay, here. What's the name, and people have different names for this all over town, a street game played by flinging a rubber ball against a set of concrete steps or a ledge?
Handball.
Okay, that's what they call
it. Oh, you mean a ledge?
Yeah.
You mean like a stair?
Yeah.
A concrete stair.
Yeah, or a ledge or a wall.
No. Oh, a wall would just be handball.
Okay. Everybody's got a different name.
I don't know if we ever had, you know, if you hit it off a concrete stair on your porch and it goes across the street. I just never had a name for that one.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard people call it pinners or ledge or three out.
Right.
I'm too old for that. That was probably after I was doing it.
Okay.
There was no name for it. I mean, we'd go out there and we'd hit a ball, and if you hit it right on the corner of the stairs, you'd get a home run because that would go flying all the way onto the porch across the street.
That's pretty much the game.
That was the skilled players.
The game that they're talking about.
All right.
Where did you live when you lived in the city? What parish did you live in?
St. Peter, Canisius.
Okay.
On North Avenue in LeClaire.
Oh, nice. All right, I got one. I want you to answer this question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Okay. What do the girls say when Eagle Man lays his egg?
Is this a real question?
Or it's a real question.
It's a TV commercial.
I don't know
who Eagle Man is.
It's the Eagle insurance ad.
Yeah, that's going to take you out of contention, Gary.
No. Gary's doing real well.
You did good.
That's age discrimination.
All right, we'll give you a question.
No, it should be the other way around. Someone under 25 would be like, I don't know that. You should know Eagle Man.
We'll give you a question every Chicagoan should answer. What's the name of a sidewalk running through a narrow space between two houses?
The sidewalk was the gangway.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. You redeemed yourself, Gary.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thanks for calling, bud. I appreciate it.
We're done.
Yeah,
you're done, but we'll see. You might get a chance to win this thing. I got your number.
Are you actually trying to figure out a Midwest accent just for Chicago?
Oh yeah, there is. That's the idea. And it works. I'm telling you, Gary.
I would say you got one for sure. You're a strong contender here.
Oh.
Yeah. You're in the lead, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have thought that we had a different accent. No, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, listen, have a good night. Bye.
Good tech. All right. There you go. Gary was very enthusiastic.
Yeah. And he had a great Chicago accent.
312-981-7200. Can you beat Gary?
Yeah. Let's have some young people call in, too.
And we have young people and, of course, Eagle Man. That question will be...
But do young people listen to WGN?
They do, of course. Yeah, okay. Of course they do. Yeah.
Okay.
No, we get a lot of young callers. We actually get high school kids that call in.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do one more call before we go to the break. Let's go to Mike. Mike!
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing, fellas?
Great, Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
I'm living in Berwyn.
Berwyn? Mm. What parish are you from?
Well, St. Leonard's.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
33rd and East.
Come on. All right, Mike.
What?
No, I love it. You've hit everything. You hit Berwyn. You hit 33rd right at the top. You know how to play this game.
Yeah.
Let me ask you the same question I asked Gary. What do the girls say when Eagle Man lays the egg?
Oh, shit. Shoot.
Yeah, well.
I think that gives him a point.
Oh, Eagle Man. Something that.
Right? Oh, close enough.
Yeah.
I'll give you an easy one here. I'll give you an easy one. Solozzi, Edelson, right. Chevrolet, and Elmhurst, and York, and Roosevelt Roads.
Oh, no.
And then you're supposed to where you always save more money. All right, so you're not a TV guy, so we'll get you out of TV.
Right.
All right.
Okay,
we'll give you another quick question. You ready? Welcome to Portillo's. Yep. May I take your order?
Yeah, I want Italian sauce with peppers, fries, and a Coke.
That's so simple. So great.
You're doing great.
That was good. All right, Mike. I like it. Thank you for the call. Thanks. That's good too. I like that. I like the Berwyn accent. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Brian's on the line. We'll get to him in just a second.
Next time we're going to do Berwyn and everybody else. Those will be the two divisions.
Berwyn's got a leg up. That's a good Berwyn
right.
line. 312-981-7200 if you want to get in. If you think you could beat Gary, you think you could beat Mike, you think you could beat Kathy. If you're under 40, you got it. Right now it's wide open for you. Brian might be the guy. Brian's next on the line.
Yeah.
And we'll get to everybody texting calls coming up here. We still got a lot of unanswered questions, including Eagle Man, Slozy Edelson, some questions from Ted's book. 312-981-7200. It's the Chicago Accent Challenge. Stay with us.
Favorite act of Denny, favorite drink or Bulls, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Play a little poker, spend time with the wife, take her out to Bennigan's, see if they cook chops right, go and get a laser disc, projection screen TV, Portillo's Italian beef, and a movie star Tommy B. Back in the damn Buick, cut on WCKG, caught a song by Glenn Frey in an interview with Dennehy. So I'm driving down Western Ave, think I'm gonna stop at Zayers, got a splitting freaking headache, so I popped a couple bears.
Oh,
so
come back on. In the damn Buick. Serengeti with the...
All right,
this is
right.
One of the brilliant tracks.
Here I'm Zayers with bears.
Yeah.
That's very Chicago.
The song Dennehy, check it out. That's still on heavy rotation for me. It's one of my favorite songs. It's a song that I jam when there's a big Bears game. Like, it's what I get going in the house before they play the Packers. it's the Download 720 WGN. It is the Chicago Accent Challenge. Ted McClellan in studio. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. We, of course, are in week four of our Chicago Accent Challenge. And the winners not only get a Lou Malnati's pizza, but they get the opportunity to be in our grand finale show, where the cash prize is $333. Mm. That'll be a live on stage in Chicago event coming up in the fall.
Yeah, are we going to do that at the Beverly Arts Center too?
You know, I don't know. I'm speaking out of turns. That would be a good place to do it.
Yeah,
they want me to do a show at the Chicago Podcast Festival coming up here in November. Maybe that's where we do it. It's a big stage.
Where is it going to be?
I think they do it at the Athenaeum, but I'm not sure.
Okay,
that could be cool. Maybe we can just commandeer that.
Isn't that in Wicker Park?
It's on a... Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go... If you're in Wicker Park, you're going to take North over to Damon. Take Damon up to... I guess if you... probably better is you just want to get over to Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's at Lincoln and Southport.
All right, that'll be the first... real Chicago accent heard in that neighborhood in decades.
That's it. All right, let's get through this. Let's do the second round. I'm so excited. Let's start with Brian. Brian, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
There it is.
All right, Brian.
Are you 40 plus or 40 minus?
40 plus.
40 plus. Okay, good. What parish are you from? Where are you from?
Forest Park, St. Bernardines.
Okay.
Oh, I love Forest Park.
Right outside of Chicago. Yeah, the Street of Dreams right there, Madison Street, the old Street of Dreams right there.
What's the difference between Forest Park and Park Forest?
Park Forest is down south.
Okay.
Right? And Forest Park is west.
Okay. And then there's also Oak Forest and Oak Park.
It's great.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
I like Park. I have friends who lives in Forest Park. I think it's great. Anyway, all right.
You follow Madison Street, so that's a good thing. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So let's get right into it.
Okay.
Why don't we start, Ted? Why don't you give Brian a question?
Oh, okay. What was the original name of the Bishop Ford Freeway?
Oh, the Bishop Ford Freeway. What the heck are you? Where are you going? Now that's south side, though.
Yeah.
So you're going too far south.
All right.
Don't get the answer.
Yeah, you're going too far south.
You're going too far south.
Hey,
you got to go. You got to give me, like, what was the, what was the Eisenhower? What was the original name of Eisenhower?
Oh, I want to hear that.
What was it?
Was it even built before Eisenhower? I don't think it was.
Congress.
Okay. Yeah, that's the...
All right.
All right, okay, I got one for you. Ready? Let's do... ready? Let's do...
Come on, how about let's go to Portillo's or something.
Oh, you want
Portillo's?
Yeah, all right.
Welcome to Johnny's Beef. Welcome to Johnny's. What can I get you?
Let's see. Give me a dog. Run him through the garden. hold the criers. Hold the criers. Put small peps. Cap it. Put them on a leash and a small bag.
I think this guy's winning.
put them on a leash. I love it. What do the girls say when Eagle Man lays the egg?
That one, I don't know what
all
the
right,
heck.
All right, don't give it away.
Nobody
right,
seems to remember that one.
I remember that one. Yeah. All right. Oh, that sounds awesome.
We were watching late night TV during the 90s, though.
Hey, you were talking about Slozy Edelson earlier, weren't you?
Slozy Edelson Chevrolet
Elmer's. Nick, I got a deuce and a, I picked up a deuce and a quarter from him.
Yeah.
That thing had a special sticker in the window. I could park anywhere I wanted to.
Oh, he left the handicap sticker on there?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was one of those red cap ones, you know, and they figured you knew Tony from, you know, that works down there at Red Cap.
Yeah.
So you can just park anywhere.
You know, they just got, they I found it funny, a quick aside, that the IG, the Inspector General, has just busted police officers on the west side at the United Center, that they were clearing free parking and not letting people park on the streets so that unmarked squads could park there to go to the Hawks game. It reminds me of that red sticker. I'm like, that's how it works. That's what I said.
That's how it works. You got to have that special sticker.
That's right.
What it's about.
That's right. All right. I like it.
You got to
lead, Brian. Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling.
All right, guys.
All right.
That was good, man. All right. Yeah, he's in the lead. All right. Let's keep going.
I would agree with that.
Let's go to Crystal. Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Ooh, she's a live one. She's on the road. Crystal, where are you from?
I'm from West Inglewood, born and raised, but I stay in Justin.
Oh, West Inglewood. Where do you stay?
Right now, I'm in Justin.
Okay. Are you over or under?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, we know. It's Southwest.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it like near hometown and places like that?
It's close to Bridgeville.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Crystal, 40 plus or under 40?
Under 40.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, Crystal.
Maybe she can answer the Eagle insurance question.
Yeah. Let me start with welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Can I get an Italian sausage with fries and a Coke?
See, that's strong. It's strong.
All right.
All right. Let's do this. And what do the girls say when Eagle Man lays the egg?
Oh, look at those low rats.
Yeah! All right. We're going to give you a pizza just for that one.
Crystal's in the lead.
We finally got somebody. It.
All right. I'll give you one more here because that was pretty good. Yeah. If you had your own hot dog stand, okay, you owned a hot dog stand, what Chicago celebrity would you name your hot dog after?
Oh, let's go Yanye Dog.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
And what would you put on the hot dog?
Let's go with wheat bun, no mustard, plain ketchup only.
Oh, ketchup too. Man, that's sacrilegious in Chicago.
Wow, I love it.
That's daring. That's avant-garde.
Crystal she bet the farm on that one. She's like,
yeah.
She had the pizza in her hand, and then she threw ketchup on a dog. I love it. All right, Crystal, that was a good showing. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Good stuff.
Wow, there you go.
She gets huge points for cracking the Eagle insurance questions.
But then she put ketchup on the dog.
I know.
All right. Let's go to Chris. Chris.
Hello.
How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. About you guys.
All right. So, Chris, where are you from?
I live in Countryside now, but I was born and bred in Cicero, but I did all my hanging on Belmont between Kimball, Avondale Park, and Harlem and Irving up there with.
How long ago was that?
Well, about 25 years ago.
Oh, so you weren't involved with like the Simon City Royals or any organizations like that, were you?
No.
All right, here's a good question for you, Chris. You ready? Are you 40 plus or 40 under?
Plus.
All right, welcome to the club. All right, you ready for this? What do they call a woman in Lincoln Park at Armitage and Halston?
A blonde-haired woman shopping and then drinking martinis.
Yeah, what's the name of that?
You got me. I would say a hooker or a lush.
All right, not the answers, but okay. That's the two
very different things there. The low rates one. I was hoping nobody would get
that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you knew that one. All right, we'll keep going. Hold on. Let me ask you this. What do they call the Bishop Ford Freeway before it was called that?
1990,
50,
no, I don't, oh, God.
It had another name.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Hey, there's nothing to apologize about. Tell me how you're going to get to the Trib Tower from where you're from using side streets only.
Side streets only, Roosevelt Road to Michigan Avenue.
Oh, that's pretty simple. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're there.
All right, there you go. All right, thanks, Chris. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Oh, I know the Solozzi Edelson thing, too.
Oh, you do? Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst and York and Roosevelt Roads.
Where you always say save more money.
Yeah. Ah, that was awesome. All right, 312-981-7200. We're having fun tonight with Ted McClellan. It's good, you know. Someone's got to get the Bishop Ford one.
Yeah.
And you could swoop in right now and get the win. Because we've got a lot of 40-plus, only one 40-under, and right. She was good. But yeah. She also left open a big lane
right.
With ketchup on the hot dog.
Exactly.
So I don't know. Ted McClellan with me at Chicago Accent Challenge, 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. We'll come back. And we still got people on the line. Brian's on the line. Texts that are coming in. Fast and Furious here in Chicago Accent Challenge. Stay with us.
Put on WCKG, Huey Lewis and the News. The heart of rock and roll is still beating. Boo-boo-boo, Bears lose. Favorite actor, Denny. Favorite drink, all those. Bears, Hawks, Sox.
It's a Chicago Accent Challenge here on download, 312-981-7200. Let's kick it off. We're going to go rapid fire here. We got full line of people. We got about 5 minutes left. So, Brian, why don't we start with you? Brian, where are you from, Brian?
No, I'm in New Lenox now.
And where were you from before?
Brighton Park.
Okay, great. All right, you 40-plus or 40-under?
No, 40-under.
40-under?
All right.
Do you believe you have a Chicago accent?
Close.
Yeah, that's close?
I've been told I have.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
All right, well, let me start with welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Let me get a beef wet, fries, and a Coke.
Okay, there you go. Let me ask another question for you. If you owned a hot dog shop, which pitcher of a or what hot dog would you name it, or what Chicago celebrity would you name a hot dog after?
I don't know, man. Maybe Kerry Wood. I don't know.
All right, Kerry Wood's a good one.
Okay. Well, here's a question from the book. What would you call a blonde-haired young woman shopping for expensive clothes and drinking martinis around the corner of Damon and Armitage?
A yuppie.
Well, that's close.
Yeah,
that's
close. That's not exactly what we're looking for.
And I'll ask
it's a subcategory. It's a subcategory.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah. And you got me on that one.
I'll give you one more here. 16-inch softball question. What's the name of the ball used in 16-inch softball?
What's the name of the ball used? Yeah. I don't play softball, man.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Demerit. He's lost like 7 points. You mean you don't play softball?
I'm sorry, man.
It's a worse answer than that? Saying I play softball, but it's 12-inch.
All right. Don't give him a hard time. He's calling.
I like Brian. I like. But come on. You got to get out on the field. You got to get on the diamond this summer, bud.
Yeah. Well, I work night, so it's kind of rough. So.
Yeah, me too. We can do it. We've got to find, we could start the first morning league.
There you go. More.
Me, you, and Pete. All right, you got one more question for Brian?
One more question from the book. Does he know the original name of the Bishop Ford Freeway?
Calumet Expressway.
Thanks, all right. Brian.
Nice job.
That's a big one for
Redeemed
our under 40
yourself.
Guy.
Way to go, buddy. All
there
right.
You go.
Thanks, man. All right,
all right,
good
thanks
stuff.
A lot.
Brian right. There. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, where are you from, Patrick?
I live on the north side.
North side, 40-plus or 40-under?
I'm 40-plus.
40-plus, all right. Let me ask you a question. Can you recite the home run call of Harry Carey?
It might be. It could be.
Yeah. I thought he was playing a recording of Harry Carey there.
That was great, Patrick.
That's a great impersonation.
That was great. That's better than Will Ferrell.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
That was so good. All right. That's good. And if you owned a hot dog shop, what celebrity would you name your hot dog after?
I just heard that. The Belushi. I don't know.
That's
Belushi.
A good one. That could stand
right,
for Jim
good.
Or John.
Oh, that's good. All right, good. Thanks, Patrick. That was good. All right. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Chris. Chris. Chris, where are you from, Chris?
Me again?
No, I'm sorry about that. Jim, where are you from, Jim?
Yeah.
Where are you from, buddy?
Rogers Park.
Yeah.
Oh, my neighborhood.
40-plus or 40-under?
Oh, plus.
40-plus. All right. We're running out of questions here, but I'll do some standbys for you. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Give me a dog with everything and fries and a Coke.
All right. Good stuff.
Okay. All right. Since you're from Rogers Park, who was the mayor between Harold Washington and Eugene Sawyer for a week?
Between Harold... Washington. And was it Gene Shulter?
No, I know this one.
No, he was mayor for a week.
Was it David Orr?
Yes, it is David Orr.
Good job. I'll give you one more. Ready?
All right. Give me the softball question.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of the ball?
It's a clincher.
Yeah.
I think I'll break a finger.
How do you not know that?
How do you not know that?
He doesn't play softball.
I don't know. How do they not know that?
These millennials, with their hard, they're playing their video games, virtual reality.
What are they doing?
All
right, here's one that you might know that I heard in Rogers Park. A game played by flinging a rubber ball against a set of concrete steps or a ledge.
Oh, it's spinners.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wait, on the south side, they call it stoop.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard stoop, ledge, three out, all kinds of names.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, we call it spinners.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Do you know the Lighthouse Tavern on Chase?
The White House Tavern on Chase.
The Lighthouse Tavern.
The Lighthouse.
Oh, the Lighthouse. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did some of my research in there.
There it is. All right, good stuff. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
All right, we are close to the end here. Let's try Terry to wrap it up. Terry, where are you from?
Yeah. Oh, South Side.
South Side, 4th,
87th and Cicero right there.
87th and Cicero.
What parish is that?
I'm in Burbank, brother.
Oh, you're in Burbank now?
Yeah. I went to high school at 35th in Michigan, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's where the dailies went.
Are you 40 plus or 40 under?
Oh, brother, I'm under. Way under.
Yeah? Way under.
Sorry to offend you.
All right.
Well, don't be so offensive, bro.
Whoa. Well, maybe he can get this one. Nobody's gotten this one. The blonde-haired young woman is buying expensive clothes and drinking martinis around the corner of Damon and Armitage.
Yeah, floozies.
Oh, no.
Well, they could be called that. Yeah. But
all right, I'll give you one.
What we're looking for.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, I want a dog dragged through the garden, and let me get a side of cheese fries.
I love it. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Terry. All right.
All right, bro.
All right, 312-981-72, and that's it. I don't want to throw out the number. All right, we're giving them some pizzas here.
I would go with Gary and Crystal. Those are my favorites.
Gary and Crystal.
Yeah.
Gary was at the top, right? He's the hot dog with onions.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I like it. So Gary's going to get the 40-plus, and Crystal's going to get the 40-under tonight. Crystal, who got the Eagle got Man, the, but then yeah. under wide open.
I know.
I like Terry at the end there for 40-under just because of how many times he said brother. That was really good. Bro and brother. I'll take that. Two pizzas to give away. Lou Malnati's, of course, the great pizza place that serves 40-plus locations all around Chicago. LouMalnati's.com. Ted McClellan, a great showing tonight. Crystal and Gary are both moving on to the next round. So awesome performance by them. And awesome performance by you. You get a book, How to Speak Midwestern. Thanks for being here. But see you next time.
Thank you.